أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين ففهمناها سليمان وكلا آتينا حكما وعلما صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 78 and a portion, the first portion of ayah number 79 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His ni'mat upon Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Ta'ala spoke about His ni'mat upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, then Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, and in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Ishaq and Yaqub and Allah's ni'mats upon them, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, and then Allah Ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about a very great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon two Nabis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, father and son, and Allah says, wa Dawood wa Sulaiman, and remember Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam and Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa wahabana li Dawood Sulaiman. Allah Ta'ala says that we blessed Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam with a son that was Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Allah bestowed upon both of them nubuwat. And here Allah Ta'ala says that remember that occasion, idh yahkumani fil harf, when both of them adjudicated. They adjudicated regarding harf, an agricultural land, a farming land, a tilth. Idh nafashat fihi ghanamul qawm, at the time when livestock had wandered into it and destroyed it. Wakunna lihukmihim shahideen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and we are witnesses, we bear testimony to the hukam, to the adjudication, to the judgment that they had made. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, and we had granted understanding to Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allama Baghawi rahimahumullah describes this incident in a narration, and he says, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, in his court, two persons came, one making a claim, the claimant and the defendant. The claimant's claim was this, that I have this agricultural land, I have this farm, and this man had his flock, and that flock of his came into my farm at night. It wandered in and it destroyed the entire crops. So what is the hukam? What is the rule? So now apparently whatever was destroyed, the crops and the flock, both of them were equal in value. So Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the shariat of that time, he made the decision that you, the owner of the flock, hand over your flock to this man, because you destroyed, the value is equal, so give it to him, give your flock to him, and that is what it will be, and that is the end of the adjudication. The two of them, the defendant had no problem, he had no objection to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam's decision. He was happy to hand over his flock. Now as they're coming out, alayhi salatu wasalam is coming in and he sees the two of them. He asks them about the case and the decision. So this is what they replied. This is what your honorable father had said, and hence Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam brings the two back, and then he says to his father that there may be another way of adjudicating which will create a win-win situation. And that will be the owner of the flock hands over the flock to the owner of the farm, and the owner of the farm will take benefit from the flock, that he will get milk from the animals and whatever else he will get benefit from, he will take benefit, whilst the owner of the flock will then make good whatever was destroyed and he will bring that farm back to its original condition like it was before it was destroyed, and then they can do a handover, that this man will hand over the land, that man will hand over the flock, and there is no loss to both of them. So hence, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam withdrew his first decision, and now he practiced on the decision of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The great Mufassir Imam Mujahid rahimahumullah has stated that here we learn a very basic principle of the Shariat. One is the rule of the ruling of the Shariat. And one is to create a compromise where both parties will gain and both parties will be happy. And this is what we learn from the incident of Sayyidina Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is consistent to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's letter that he wrote to Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that whenever there is a matter to adjudicate, first see if you can create what we term as the win-win situation. Both parties are happy, then go for that, and then you will not be hurting the heart of any one of the two individuals. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrates the story. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, remember that occasion when both of them adjudicated in regards to the agricultural land, is nafashat fihi ghanamul qawm, when the flock of animals had wandered into it and destroyed it, wakunna lihukmihim shahideen. Allah says, we our testimony to the hukam and the adjudication. Now here is a very, very important lesson, that whenever we judge between two people, Allah is reminding us that Allah bears testimony to that. So we have to do it according to the Shariat, according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, or otherwise create the compromising situation. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. Then certainly we had granted Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam the understanding. However, وَكُلَّنْ آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Both of them we had granted two qualities. One is hukam, wisdom in judging, and also ilm, that is the knowledge of the Sharia. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakallahu.